Talking high school football here on KSOM, talking about the Audubon Wheelers after a big win in week one over Cam, 38-20. Now they're back in action this week as they take on a Colonesco, which is off to a great start in district play. Wheelers head coach Sean Burks joins us now. And coach, how are you feeling about your football team as you get ready to take on the Royals?
Oh, you know, 1-0 is better than 0-1. But more than that, I like the way we played as the game went on Friday night. It definitely wasn't a clean start. Week one, it never is, but it was kind of it was worse than expected, I guess, when you have a special teams miscue, a defensive miscue, guys going down with cramps and other minor injuries. It was kind of a rough start, but we weathered it. Really proud of the way they battled back. And then I thought just the film looked a lot cleaner in the second and third quarters and into the fourth quarter. So I thought we got better as the game went on. I feel like kind of got the monkey off our back, got that first win against Cam. And now we head into district play with a team that's already 2-0, has more reps than us with two games. So that's definitely something we have to try to get acclimated to. We can't afford another slow start this Friday.
What can you say about the confidence level of Carson Wessel after having a game like that?
I thought Friday was big for Carson. We wanted to get him an early completion. We drew up a play action pass early in the game. It went off Austin's hands. It was a tough catch. They covered it really well. We really hoped to try to get him an easy completion, a big completion early, try to get him to settle down. And then, you know, we knew we were going to run him. He gets tackled a couple times. He's going to get in the flow of things. And I'm really proud of Carson. You know, he only ended up throwing 10 passes Friday night. He's capable on any Friday night of throwing it more than that. Hopefully we can be more balanced than we have been before. But anytime your six completions go for 145 yards, shows how explosive we were. He can push it downfield. We've got guys that can catch and run after the catch. And then obviously we didn't plan on him carrying it almost 30 times. We really wanted to get Aaron some more touches. He was cramping up. We wanted to get Austin some more touches, but you know, he was so valuable to our defense, and we had other guys going down that we tried to kind of use Austin more as a blocker Friday night, and just kind of the way that the script unfolded. So proud of all the guys. I thought Carson getting his first game under his belt is going to continue to get more and more confident. But, yeah, we liked what we saw.
You know, Wessel had a big game. Olsen will have those big games. There's no doubt about that. Austin Christensen made a spectacular interception, and he had a big game both offensively and defensively. You know, and then there's a kid like Brody Weber who kind of flashed underneath the radar. I thought he did some great things, especially catching two-point conversions, getting open, four catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. I mean, this is a kid that might be a number one receiver, number one player on a different team here. I would say he's more than a complimentary player for you. He's a weapon, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, Brody's a kid that we had high hopes for in the offseason. We talked about him a little bit in some of my preseason interviews. Just not sure what it was going to look like when the lights went on. And then Brody got nicked up our second week of practice. Had one practice before our scrimmage. And then last week before Cam, you know, we were so light on practices with the heat index stuff that he really hadn't gotten acclimated much to the game speed yet. And in the first couple drives, he struggled at times with some blocking. I think he just and also Cam does some nice things with their defensive ends. You know, Bauer and Jody are really, really good, and they do some different things. So it was a tough way to get introduced to the season. And then once he started catching some balls, it was really impressive. You know, he had a diving catch where Carson kind of underthrew him. He had a couple two-point conversions. He had a nice catch after the catch and run where he ran over a DB. He had another catch on a little tight end screen where he found the seam and ran it down the middle. I thought Brody caught the ball really, really well. But I think what some people may not notice is how much better he blocked as the game went on. You know, the first touchdown run of Aaron Olsen's, he pancaked the Jody kid at about 8 yards, just kept running his feet and planted him. And then later in the game, he put Bauer on his back. So to pancake those two kids for as disruptive as they were, I really like the way he settled in offensively for us. And you mentioned it, you know, teams are going to focus on Carson running the ball. They're going to focus on Aaron running the ball or catching the ball. They're going to focus on Austin maybe running and catching the ball. And then we factor in Brody Weber there. And then Logan Stetzel's kind of the same way. He didn't have as many catches Friday night, but Logan's kind of our second tight end. He also splits out by himself at the flanker spot. He's quality after the catch as well. We've got all the faith in the world in our skill guys to go make plays.
What were some of the things that stood out for you on the defensive side?
You know, you look at the score and go, hey, they gave up 20 points, not bad. And then you look at it and go, well, One of them was a special teams miscue, you know, the punt block return. So that's not on the defense. The other one was one guy missing an assignment. If we turned that in, we had the troops coming to keep that to about a 5-yard gain. Goes off for a 62-yard touchdown. Then the last run, last touchdown was the last possession of the game. We subbed a few guys in. We were playing more of a prevent, you know, letting the clock was our friend at that point in time. So they punched one in there. So you look at it defensively, you know, they really didn't sustain a drive other than that last drive against, you know, when we were playing a little prevent. But somewhere along the line, we got them to run out of gas, you know, whether that was one of our three interception drives, whether it was drives that ended in a punt, whether it was drives that ended in a fourth down failure. I thought our kids did a really good job of, you know, kind of showing, you know, bend but don't break philosophy of, you know, we're not going to dial up blitzes and crazy pressures. Teams are going to know where we're going to line up. And we just want to be better at executing than they are. And there's going to be times where we give up gains. But if we can keep those gains at a minimal and force them to pick up 3rd and 5, 4th and 2 repeatedly, somewhere along the line, we get one big stop on 3rd and 5, and it's 4th and 5, and they're punting. We get a big stop on 4th and 2, and it's our ball going the other way. And I thought that's, you know, you look at the stat line, I don't think we had a single tackle for loss on Friday night. You think, oh, your defense must not have played very well. But that's kind of who we are. Against a team like Cam that's going to try to run the ball, it's where we're at. But when you look at the scoreboard and you look at the other lines of 3 interceptions, multiple punt returns, and really, you know, not many sustained drives against our defense, I thought the guys played, you know, kind of Wheeler defense really, really well, where you just do your job. You drop back in the zone and take away the easy completions, make them pick up 3rd and 4th downs, and somewhere along the line, hopefully we get off the field. And I thought we did that really well Friday night.
So now this week's opponent, Colonesco, they won their first two games by a combined score of 108-0. So they have done a lot of point so far this year. Now it was against Twin Cedars and Murray, you know, two teams that, but still, you got to be a good team to score a lot of points like that. And for them, this will be a marking stick game, you know, to see how good they really are facing your Wheeler team. What impresses you the most about Colo?
You know, last year was kind of the same way, where they showed up with two big victories. We get to their place, and it was a dogfight. You know, our kids have to be aware that they're legit. They've got their, you know, probably the most electric player in our district with the Klatt kid. Last year he played slot and running back and quarterback and all over the place. They'll move him around to find ways to get the ball. This year so far in the two games, they've kept their playbook pretty vanilla. They've pretty much run most of their base stuff because that's all they've needed to run. You know, that, so we're sure there's going to be wrinkles that we haven't seen yet. We're going to have to adjust on the fly. But the biggest thing is find the Klatt kid because, you know, he can make you miss tackles and he's gone. He did it to us last year, you know, about a 50-yard touchdown run against us where he right up the seam. Our D-line ran too far upfield. A linebacker missed a tackle. DBs didn't have an angle, and he's gone. We've seen it on film already this year where he just outraces guys to the sideline with his top-end speed. He's electric, and we have to find ways to keep him contained, keep rally to the ball, do our job, because one-on-one, he's tough, especially in space.
And, I mean, this is – it's kind of weird because you played Cam last week, big game, rival, la-la-la, and now all of a sudden you're into district play. So, you know, there's no rest on your laurels, is there, Coach?
No, and we knew that coming into the year. We know our district's loaded, and then our two non-district games are two of our, so to speak, rivals with Cam and Exire HK. So we know that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we know we have to bring it every single week or we're going to walk off the field with a loss. So we that's the case this week. It's the case every week. That's the beauty of football. You know, every week matters. If you're going to qualify for the playoffs, it starts now. It really does. And last year we saw that with Colo. We beat them, and then they got off to a decent start after that. And then they lost one late. And all of a sudden they're looking on the outside, looking into the playoff picture. So we get it. You know, same thing happened to CRB and Baxter last year. CRB had a lead. Baxter comes back. Tonight, you know, this Friday is their matchup again. And then CRB was behind the 8-ball the rest of the year. And all of a sudden week 8, there's all sorts of playoff scenarios and CRB and Colo end up on the outside looking in, and the one of them lost to us by 4, one of them lost to us by 6. They had other close games. I mean, our district is going to be a grinder, and we have to do what we have to do to come out on the right side. Last year, 4-point victory with a punt block and a kick return touchdown. We were fortunate to get out of there with a win. We know they're going to bring a tough contest Friday night. It's district play. It's a team we beat last year. It shouldn't take a whole lot to get our guys excited. We have to play better. this week than last week. You know, teams show that week one to week two growth. We're excited to get back at home. We're excited to kick off district play, and we have to bring it.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck this week against the Royals. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Burke's head coach for Audubon football with us here on KSOM.